Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to share with you guys, you know, just recently I had a chance to go to a restaurant. I just had a chance to go to a restaurant and with my family and grab a meal. And, you know, I was thinking about this actually a little bit yesterday when we were talking about the prayer of faith and not of doubt. We spoke about that yesterday that, you know, sometimes people become so skeptical and so full of just, you know, suspicions, you know, being suspicious that they don't get to believe in things anymore. You know, it's just like, you know, they just expect, you know, just bad stuff to happen or bad service. And I was at this restaurant. In fact, it's one of our favorite restaurants. And we have a couple favorite restaurants up here, okay? But it was one of our favorites. And we had a chance to go as a family. And, you know, we're eating this food. And I love this place. A little shout out for the Gotham Diner. It's a diner that is set up to look like you're in a subway, New York subway. And it's very, very cool. Oh, wow. It just looks, yeah, it's, you know, it's just really neat and it has stuff from like New York and just different things like that. But it's set up really cool. And I'm at this diner. We're having this great meal. And I'm looking at Teresa. I'm thinking, are you enjoying your food just as much as I'm enjoying my food? This is like off the chain. I mean, this is like so good.
Yeah.
And I'm having this thing called the Bronx Bomber. Okay. The Bronx Bomb. And it's
when was
it's,
this?
This is just not so long ago. It was over the weekend. And it's like
really?
I can eat.
Oh, okay.
And
was
so,
that before or after your shake?
This was the evening meal. This was the evening meal.
Okay.
The evening meal.
Right.
Evening.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm being monitored here.
I'm just saying.
So I'm having the Bronx Bomber, okay? And it's not like a Philly cheese. It's kind of like a Philly cheesesteak, but it's not shredded cheese, you know, shredded meat. It's like this thicker beef with just onions and just melted provolone cheese and just, I mean, it's just banging, okay? It's like, well, I can say it's banging.
That sounds banging painful.
It is just good. You know, it's just good. Makes you want to lick your fingers good. You know, finger
make you want to slap your mama, right?
I don't know about that part, but you know. And she's having a cheeseburger. And you're like, are you kidding me? How good can a cheeseburger taste? You know, it's a burger. Dude, this burger. I'm like, let me have a bite of that. I mean, it was just good. And so we're just eating our meal and having a good time. And the kids' food was great. They were loving it. And just, you know, the ambiance is just good. And as we got to talking there, which I realized, you know, every single time we come here, the food is great. The portions are great. Mm-hmm. The service is great. The ambiance is great. It was jam-packed. This is a great place. So I asked the waiter to come on over. And I says, listen, can, you know, comes on over. And very, very nice man, Nate. And, he comes over and he says, I said, hey, can I see the manager? And he's like, is everything okay? Everything is wonderful. The manager comes over. And I've probably done this. You've been out here with me probably like at least a dozen times in my life. And I'll call the manager over the manager comes over, look a little concerned, look like, you know,
uh-oh.
Oh, what's this guy going to lay on me? You know what I'm saying? What's this guy going to lay on me? And he says, he said, everything okay? Everything okay? I said, everything is fine. He says, listen, I just wanted to tell you, and please roll this up to senior management, the owners, and even back there to the guys that are cooking. Because, you know, when I was in college, I worked at a restaurant, I waited tables, and a lot of the guys in the kitchen, you know, they don't ever hear the compliments, you know, of how good their food is. Sometimes they do, but it doesn't always get back to the kitchen. And I said, please tell these guys. I want to tell you that every time we come here, the food is absolutely wonderful every single time. It's the only thing I order every time I go. It's just so
same
good.
Thing,
I
mean, every time.
Well, I just don't have the nerve to try anything else. It's just so good.
That's what you are with everything.
But this is good. And, you know, Teresa's saying the same thing and the ambiance and just really bragging on our waiter. And I just wanted to tell you that because I know that sometimes people don't always say, good stuff. And I know that, you know, when you're quick to hear something negative, but maybe not here to quick something positive. Mm-hmm. Oh, the manager, you would have thought I was giving him a raise or something. I mean, he was just,
just beaming, you know, huh?
He was beaming and thank you very much, sir. And thank you, you know, thank you. And I mean, he just kept going on and on. And I'll make sure. And we appreciate that because we work so hard. And that feels so good when you're spending your hard earned money in a place that, you know, you want to know the service is good. Well, what I want to say about this is that I want to encourage you today to catch someone doing something great. I mean, today, really take the time to notice someone that's doing something good. Mm-hmm. In this economy, I mean, you got so many people that are working hard. They're working hard to earn a living these days, mm-hmm. more than ever, right? And they're oftentimes now they're getting paid less and are having to do more with less pay, mm-hmm. and less resources. They're extending hours and all those different things. You know, give someone a pat on the back, especially if someone's offering you a service. If you're in a restaurant, if you're, you know, someone's pumping gas for you, give them a tip. Say something nice and encourage them. Because let me tell you something, we are called to add courage, right? That's what encourage means. Encouragement means adding courage. Discouragement means to take away the courage. And I love what Galatians 6:9 says. It says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. And so one of the ways that we can be a light is to, and we talked about this one of the highlights, don't let your jaw close, right? Open your mouth, right?
Right.
And say something kind. Mm-hmm. You know, say something kind. I remember when I used to train agents in the insurance industry, and we'd go out there and teach them how to meet people and just network and do business and get out there. You know, I had this one agent who said, so difficulty talking to people. And I go, do you not speak to anyone? You know, I really don't do much talking at all. I said, what about the lady that you pay your gas with? You know, I said, I'm gonna give you a little tip. I want you to try this out, a little training. I want you every single time you go pay for your gas, I want you to say something nice to the lady at the back of that counter every single time. The man at the counter, say something nice. And you know what? He started doing it, and guess what? He started meeting people. And people said, well, I don't have any friends. The Bible says, well, show yourself friendly. Show yourself friendly and you'll have friends. But we're talking about celebrating other people doing good. Think about it. Jesus went around doing good. Mm-hmm. Jesus went around doing good. He preached the good news of the kingdom, right?
Yeah.
He healed the sick. He delivered the oppressed. He was moved with compassion, right? But recognizing people doing good means that we're putting our eyes on other people and not putting our eyes on ourselves. And that is so important because we're called to be the salt of the earth, the light of the world. We're supposed to have an influence in our community, right? And one of the ways we can do that is just by loving on people and speaking to them and encouraging them all the time. Don't miss that opportunity. You know, Proverbs 3:27 says, do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to act. And so my kids, you know, they come out with me like, oh, he's gonna say something now.
Oh, here it goes.
Yeah. And I'll go say something and I'll turn around and say, you know what? I'll look at my son or my wife and say, and that was free. That didn't cost me anything. What did that cost me? What did that cost me to go tell that man, you're doing a great job. Almost was shoveling snow outside of a store. I says, man, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And have you ever worked in a place where you're just working, mm-hmm. and it's like sometimes it's not recognized, or, you know, you're just working hard. Mm-hmm. And it's hard sometimes to recognize everybody, you know, right. doing something.
Yeah.
But someone comes up and says something positive to you about your work, your labor. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Man, that...
Yeah, it just changes everything. It changes your whole attitude, everything.
Oh, yeah.
It just... Yeah.
Makes you want to work harder.
Yeah, exactly. At my last place of employment, you know, we always lacked in that area, not hearing any kind of praise or, you know, telling us that we did a good job. And I had a customer sent in with their bill to pay their bill. They wrote a note, you know, you know, saying how good of a job I did, and, mm-hmm. and they were very happy with the work I did. I took that thing and I pinned it up on my office wall.
Wow.
To encourage myself.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you need that. Mm-hmm. You need that. You need that. You really need to have that time of being encouraged yourself, but also encourage others. If you want to receive encouragement and you're saying, well, you know what? That'd be nice. You know, that's right. I love this VFN radio. These guys are saying, go out and encourage. I need some encouragement. Well, if you want encouragement, then you probably need to sow encouragement.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. You want to sow encouragement. And I just want to encourage you today. We want to encourage you to go out today. Don't let the sun go down before you recognize something that someone has done and tell them, walk up a stranger and say, hey, you're doing a great job. Thanks. We're encouraging you. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.